Good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions.
Hello? Shut up! About what?
We are conducting an opinion survey. It's directed to female registered voters.
Okay.
Any female registered voters available that can help us?
I'm a female. I just had a deep voice.
Thank you so much. First question, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Just part of the survey. Very well, let's continue in that case. And for the statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth?
September 22nd.
Only the year I need. Only the year.
Oh. 1967.
67,
yes.
Correct? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Whoops. Dropped the phone. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote.
Not registered?
I am registered to vote.
You are. Sorry about that. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Okay, so you're not Hispanic, right?
No.
Okay, very well. And you say you are black African American? Thank you so much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's continue. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, would you say you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
Positive. The future of the planet.
I don't think the planet is in the good shape.
Yep, correct, but how do you feel about it right now? Your opinion, positive or negative?
Positive, I guess.
Positive, thank you so much. And how do you feel about your own future, positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you so much. Let's move on. No matter how frequently you vote in an election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all. 10 means your vote has a lot of power. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10, thank you. Of the following issues, which three are the most important to you? Could it be student loans, racism and discrimination, economy and the cost of living, mental health, climate change, gun violence, national security, immigration, crime, health care, education, or abortion access? Which three issues are the most important?
I can only pick one?
No, three. You can pick three.
Oh, okay. The economy?
Economy and cost of living? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the boarding issues we got.
Immigration, okay.
Yeah, immigration, and it was one other one you said.
Okay, let me repeat some of them. Student loans, racism and discrimination, mental health, climate change, gun violence.
Mental health.
Mental
health. Yeah.
Very well, that makes three. Let's move on. Thank you so much. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three are the four... of the following, do your country prioritize the most in this chapter of your life? Could it be your education, relationship like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, caring for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, advancing in your career? Which three of the ones above mentioned do you prioritize the most right now?
The mental health,
okay.
Taking care of senior citizens.
What was that? Relationship?
Taking care of, no, senior citizens.
All caring for senior family members, all right?
Yes. And it was... Name them again?
Yes, not a problem. Advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community.
Caring for children.
Very well, let's move on. Thank you so much. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. And the traits that are being mentioned are being a woman, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your hobbies or interests, your profession, being young, your sexual orientation, your spiritual and religious belief, your personality, or being American. Which three traits are most important to you, to your identity?
Dang. Name them again. Name them slow.
Yeah, sure.
You have to pick three, right? I get to pick three, right?
You can choose three, correct. Not a problem. I can repeat them. Being a woman, being a member of your racial... Okay. Being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your role in relationships, your hobbies or interests, your profession, being young, your sexual orientation, spiritual and religious belief, your personality.
Spiritual and religion belief.
Are you okay? Your personality and being American. You can choose one more.
I don't know what's the third one. I guess being an American.
Being American.
We're lucky. Yeah, lucky to be American.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much. When you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Do you feel hope, anger and frustration, happiness, pride, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion, dread? When you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel the most?
Sad. And what's the first three you name?
Yeah, hope, anger, frustration, happiness.
Anger and frustration.
Okay. Happiness, pride, disappointment, and sadness.
Exhaustion. Disappointment. Disappointing.
Very well. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. Let's move on then. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I will read three different statements and tell me which one is closer to your own opinion. Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues of facing the American people, but could.
Yeah, that was one.
But could in the future. And the last one, statement C says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one do you agree with more, A, B, or C?
A.
A?
I think it might have been B. I think it was B.
Okay, let me go back again. Sure. I will read B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. That's B. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You can choose up to three of the following. Do you think it's not working effectively because of the two-party system, too many old men in power, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, division
yeah,
and gridlock?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay, let me read the rest of them so you might change your mind. Division and gridlock between political parties. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians are seeking control. And systemic
racism. Yeah, that's one right
system.
There. No racism. Politician.
Okay, you can choose two. You mentioned not enough people getting involved to make our own voices heard. You mentioned that as well, right? And you can choose one more, sir. You can choose one more.
Ma'am. I'm a ma'am.
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
too politicians being greedy.
Yeah. Okay, the two-party system, too many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, politicians are...
Okay, the one that's overpowering.
Too many old white men in power?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do the decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one mentioned here, how much do the decisions made by your state government affect your life? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot, very well. How much decisions made by your city government affect your life?
A lot,
all right. How about the decisions made by community organizations like non-profits and grassroots coalitions? How much affect your life? Little? Okay.
A little, yeah.
And how much ballot initiatives affect your life?
Ballot what?
Ballot initiatives, that proposed law that the public votes on directly, you know, they come in during the voting cycles, propositions.
Kind of like in the middle.
Somewhat or a little?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, very well. Ballot initiative was that, very well, let's move. How about decision by the Supreme Court? How much did that affect your life?
A lot.
And decision made by...
No. The Supreme Court? That don't affect my life at all. Because I ain't never been in no kind of trouble or nothing like that.
So that
wouldn't affect me.
A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, decision by the Supreme Court. All right. How about decision made by President Biden? How much that affect your life?
A lot.
And how about the decision made by Congress?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you so much. Almost there. You will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, meaning voting, signing petitions, and contacting representatives. The first decision by the Supreme Court is, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Does that decision make you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to help enact change through civic participation?
I think people shouldn't get an abortion. So would that be... One, not at all.
Not at all.
Because I think people should not get abortions.
So the question is: that decision make you very motivated or not motivated to participate and make change?
Not motivated.
Not motivated at all. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Very well.
Yes.
How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled, the second decision is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that motivate you, would that make you feel very motivated, somewhat motivated, or not at all?
More motivated.
Very motivated?
Yes.
Okay.
Very moderate.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service. How would that motivate you? Very motivated?
A lot.
Very motivated?
Yes.
Okay. Fourth decision. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would that make you feel very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated?
Very motivated. It'll make me motivated, yeah.
Very well. Let's move on. Thank you so much. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make a to make the change you want to see in the U.S. The first action is sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media. Do you consider that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
Some effective, because a lot of people, yeah, somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because a lot of people are on social media. All my kids are on social media.
Well, yeah, that's how people mostly communicate nowadays. So it's very well. Let's move on. How about signing a petition? How effective is that to enact change?
None.
Not very effective?
I don't think not very effective at all. I don't think it's effective at all.
Not effective at all. Very well. How about boycotting a company? How effective is that?
Very effective.
Very effective, okay. Attending a protest, how effective is that?
Very effective.
Very effective. Voting in elections.
Effective, yeah, very effective.
Very effective. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Volunteering for who?
An advocacy organization, being an advocate for an organization, volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat
effective.
Somewhat.
Very well.
Yeah.
And contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. How effective is that?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. And the reasons here mentioned are the candidate didn't represent your values, inconveniences like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You did not have the time to vote. Or none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles. So, in case you...
I think the overcrowdedness and the long lines.
Okay, then you mm-hmm.
Yes, very.
Any other?
Not really. I don't know. I would say the miscounting, but I'm you know, I haven't experienced that. So I'm really not sure about that one.
Yeah, they're asking about, you know, possible barriers that kept you from voting before, like the candidate didn't represent your values, you didn't know how or when to vote or register, you didn't think your vote would be counted. That one?
I know when to vote. They publicize it a lot.
Okay.
And I hear it from other people.
Yeah, you can choose two more options, though.
The second one. You said one about counting the vote.
You didn't think your vote would be counted properly?
Yeah.
Okay. And voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Or you didn't know enough about the candidates. Or you didn't have time to vote, simply.
Not that much time to vote.
Okay, let's take that one and let's move on. We had the three we need, almost done here. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. The first information here is young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by the issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanics, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Generation Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters in 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Does that information make you want to engage a lot more, a little less, a lot less in the political system in the United States?
A lot more. I think a lot more.
A lot more. Very well. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear.
Oh, I'm going to have to go.
Almost done. So just let's finish with this particular line of question, and then you'll decide. Only get. Then just read this, and you know, almost done.
Come here, baby.
In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access to people across the country and freeing near total bans in 24 states. But young people have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom that to make up our own decisions about our bodies. How much that want to engage you, make you engage in the political system? Would you want to engage a lot, a little? A little less or a lot less?
A lot.
A lot. Very well. Just two more and then we can move on. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Does that make you want to be engaged a lot more? A little more?
A lot more.
Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Does that information make you to be engaged a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less in the political system?
A lot more.
Thank you. Just a few questions for the statistical purposes. What are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose two. Do you check YouTube, Twitter, podcast, international news outlet, Facebook, Instagram, news or information?
International news. International news.
International news and
yeah.
TikTok, national TV news station, local TV news station.
Which local TV check? News station. Local news
okay,
and
okay.
National.
National news, okay, very well. Let's move. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. What topics do you seek out the most? Hobbies, tips or hacks, shows and movies, humor and memes, news and current events, music, health, beauty and self-care, sports, government and politics, science and technology, business and finance.
Business and finance and sports.
Sports, very well.
Which is kind of odd, yeah, for women.
That's all right. Now, my nephew, she's crazy about football and boxing because she got three boys.
Me too. I had five brothers. I love football and I love boxing.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you have brothers that like sports, you just absorb it. You know, it's like osmosis. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Associate's, thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, something else?
What?
Just part of the survey.
I consider myself to be straight.
Great, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Divorce, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Very well.
No, all my kids are grown. Wait a minute. All my kids are grown. But okay, so I take care of my grandkids. I have 3 grandkids. So I don't know how to answer that.
They don't specify. The question said if you are the partner or guardian of any children under the age of 18.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, I am. 3, yeah.
Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat, thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time?
I'm retired.
Retired, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
The 2020 election?
Yes.
Is that Obama or
No, 2020 was Biden. Biden, Trump.
Biden, yeah.
Biden?
Yeah,
okay.
Biden.
Okay, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And your best estimate is fine.
Before taxes?
Yes.
Before taxes? Not much. Like, 40,000?
Okay, so let's put it between 35,000 and 44,000 then?
Yeah.
Okay. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. You were very kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. It was a long